leading off our 8 o'clock hour today, I've got a really dear friend of mine on the line. He is the whip for the Republican minority, hoping to change that in January and become the majority leader for the Republican majority. His name is Steve Scalise. He's a congressman from Louisiana. As one of the guys that was in the Freedom Caucus and started the Freedom Caucus, we all love Steve. He's all heart, and he's somebody that really, really cares about the future of America and defends the Constitution. One of the stalwart warriors in the U.S. Congress. Here in the studio with me, I've got Danny Seiden, and he's the president and CEO of the Arizona Chamber of Commerce and Industry. And the reason I've got these two folks today is because there was recently a story in Axios that the U.S. Chamber has gone woke. They're no longer focused on the issues that concern business, like taxation and regulatory policy and free marketplaces, but they're focused on a woke agenda. And recently, the House Republicans welcomed to the Capitol a new self-described anti-woke business lobbying group, and it was headed up by the former ambassador to China under Trump. And a lot of the members in Congress are very, very frustrated and fed up with the fact that the U.S. chamber isn't really focused on the things that should be helping business, and they're focused instead on these more esoteric things that don't really impact business or shouldn't impact business. And on the line, I've got Steve Scalise. And Steve, can you tell me, you know, whether or not these things are accurate, and going forward, how you intend to deal with the U.S. chamber?
Yeah, thanks, Matt. And at first, great to be with you. Miss you up in Washington, buddy. I'm glad you're doing well back home. But, you know, there's definitely a life after this amazing job of being able to represent 750,000 people in Congress. But, you know, when you look at where we are right now and you watch how far left the Democrats have moved. I mean, Pelosi, when you were there, used to be the far left. And now you've got the AOC wing, the Bernie Sanders wing, the socialists that have moved even further to the left and taken everybody else with them on the Democrat side, to the point where they're bringing up all of these bills to cripple American energy, to spend trillions of dollars on promoting this far left agenda, paying people not to work. You look at all the anti-business things they've done. I mean, Build Back Better came out of the House at $4.5 trillion in new taxes that would have just destroyed what America's economy is. And we're seeing the results, by the way, with record inflation, interest rates through the roof, energy costs through the roof, open border. And then you see the U.S. chamber endorsing a lot of these Democrats who voted for all of this anti-business policy. You know, imagine somebody voting to raise taxes on small businesses and hardworking families to the tune of $4.5 trillion. And they cast that vote, and then they got endorsed by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. And so we just started asking that question. Hold on a second. I'm a pro-business guy. I thought y'all used to represent small businesses across America. And unfortunately, they've kind of veered away from that. We're trying to, you know, try to get them to come back to their roots. And you've got great groups like the National Federation of Independent Businesses, NFIB, which has always been the true voice of small businesses. But the chamber was there, too, and it seems like they're straying. And we just want to send them a wake-up call that if you go woke and you go so far to the left where you're endorsing anti-business, anti-American energy candidates, then that's what you'll get in Washington, and you won't recognize this country anymore.
Yeah, Steve, I have been very, very frustrated with where the U.S. chamber has been. But I know a lot of the state chambers are trying to move in a different direction because they still believe that the future of American business is actually a free marketplace, low taxes, low regulation. And in studio here, I've got Danny Seiden. And Danny was one of my very favorite people in the Ducey administration. He's doing a great job with the Arizona Chamber. And Danny, can you tell me how differently you're going to do things on into the future to make sure that, you know, you're not caught under that that same branding that the U.S. Chamber is now getting by conservatives in Congress?
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, Matt, and it's an honor to be on with Congressman Scalise. I think that the state chambers, like the Arizona Chamber of Commerce, are just sticking to our core principles. We're sticking to bottom line issues, and those are the candidates that we're endorsing. Just yesterday, I was down in Tucson endorsing Juan Ciscomani for Congress. We've been raising money for Juan. We've been very supportive of Juan because we know that Juan's going to go and be part of what we hope Congressman Scalise is going to do, and that's taking back the House and hopefully restoring some fiscal sense. My members are suffering under the policies that are coming out of Washington, D.C. You know, record high inflation doesn't happen by accident. It happens because there's too many dollars chasing too few goods. So it would be great to have people like Congressman Scalise back in power who understand that and can help bring relief to us. And that's just what we have to pay attention to. We don't have to, you know, try and ride the tides of popular opinion. We just have to stick to our core free market, pro-business, pro-capitalism principles. And that's what makes this country great. That's what provides opportunity for all. And that's really the Arizona story. You know, low regulation, great opportunity. That's what the governor did. That's what you did when you were in Congress. And we're excited for this commitment to America that we might see with the new Congress coming back.
Thanks. You know, Steve, a lot of us are hoping and praying that you'll be the majority leader come January. Can you tell us, I mean, some of the issues that we're all vexed by, obviously inflation is out of control. Obviously, you know, the Democrats passed a new law saying that Medicare can negotiate drug prices with the drug manufacturers. That's going to have a catastrophic effect on new technologies, new drugs coming to market, and overall wellness and health here in the United States. And then, you know, Steve, when you and I served together, we were energy independent. In fact, we were a net exporter of energy. And that's all gone by the wayside. When you're majority leader and you've got, and let's say the Republicans are controlling the House of Representatives, how are things going to be different? What are the things you guys are going to hit the road focusing on?
Yeah, Matt, and when you think about where we were, like you said, I mean, just 2 years ago, we were energy independent. We were producing everything that we needed, and we were able to help our friends around the world so that you didn't have to rely on Russia or all of these other tyrannical countries, Iran, for goodness sake, producing energy. And by the way, gas was below $2 a gallon, and your home energy costs, which right now are skyrocketing, were a lot lower. And so when you look at the commitment to America, what we wanted to lay out was not just what we're against. I mean, it's very clear. I think most of the country's against this far-left socialist movement. We wanted to say what we would be for if we got the House back. And that's what we put down on paper. You can go read it, commitmenttoamerica.com, and read what we would do to lower inflation, to bring energy prices back in line where we actually could produce our own energy in America, not beg foreign dictators to give us what we need while we're paying so much for it. Also, how to secure the borders, the basic things there. And look, I'm going to be in Arizona next week. You're talking about Juan Ciscomani, phenomenal candidate. And so I'll be in Arizona doing an event for Juan Ciscomani, as well as Kelly Cooper and Eli Crane. And we've got opportunities all across the country to win a lot more seats because people are fed up. They don't like what this far-left socialist movement has done. Joe Biden's agenda, Nancy Pelosi's agenda. Look at how much people are paying. They can't afford to keep doing this. And so I think the commitment to America is not only a visionary document for this election, but it also would create a mandate if people go to the polls and vote for candidates running on the commitment to America, like Juan and Eli and Kelly, then it creates a mandate to go do that. And we'll pass those bills in the House. Let's put pressure on hopefully a Republican Senate to bring those bills to Joe Biden's desk. And then what's Joe Biden going to do? Is he going to say he'd veto or sign those bills to bring back energy independence and lower prices and get inflation under control? So let's show that bold conservative vision, what we would do, and then go do those things in the House and get the country involved as well.
You know, Congressman Scalise, I was part of the Contract with America. My first term in Congress was January of 1995 when we elected the first Republican speaker in 40 years with Newt Gingrich. And I was elected and most of us were swept in. I believe we had 72 Republican freshmen that year. And we were swept in on the Contract with America. So, and that really hasn't been done. ever since then. So I congratulate you and your leadership in getting this done, because I believe it's going to make a big difference. People want to know, what are you going to do for me? Show, like Cuba Gooding said in Jerry Maguire, show me the money.
They want to see show me the money.
That's right. Show me what you're going to do. Don't tell me what you're going to do. Show me what you're going to do.
Yeah. And Matt, look, people are hungry for that bold conservative vision. Because, again, in a lot of elections, and, you know, you've run races before. Let's say you're running against somebody who's in Washington voting for socialism. They go back home and they say they're a moderate every day. And, you know, you're like, okay, are they really a moderate? And then you're looking at, you voted for $4.5 trillion. You voted to shut down American energy. You voted to open the border and bring all of these drugs, fentanyl, killing 100,000 people a year into our country. You're not a moderate. You're not even a liberal. You're a socialist. And so I think people are already there saying, okay, we're done with this. So let's go show them a better way. Let's go show them what a Republican majority would look like and the kinds of bills we would bring to the floor, the kind of debates we'd be having on the floor to get our country back on track. And I think people are hungry for this. It's why we have a chance to win in so many places. Look, earlier this week, I was out on the West Coast, and we have places in California, in Nevada, in Washington State, and Oregon, where we're going to be flipping seats from Democrat to Republican because they're fed up and they love the idea that we've put on paper, like what Newt did with the contract with America, a real plan, the commitment to America to get this country back on track. And so I think we're going to win in a lot of places that people will be surprised to see. We won't be surprised because we know this is not a socialist country. People are rejecting these policies that Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi have brought forward. And they want a better way. We're showing them that with the commitment to America.
Steve, I really appreciate you taking time. Danny, thank you for coming in studio. And we're going to go ahead and wrap up the conversation. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Matt.
Great being with you, Matt. Thanks.